Welcome to the second meditation of Healing the Self, Healing the Mother. The Mother being, of course, our Mother Earth. In the second meditation, we will heal our second chakra, work on healing our second chakra, as we also share that healing with Gaia. The second chakra, among many things, rules our emotions, which we will focus on during this meditation. Begin by forming your circle and see the beings sitting around the outside of the circle. These beings can be physical people, higher dimensional people, different dimensions of yourself, virtual people, past lives, or just you with the circle. However your circle is constructed is perfect for you in this now. Since we are focusing on our emotions, take a moment to either share each of you members within your circle with each other or to reflect within yourself if you are alone or the only one verbal, speaking English, take a moment to share your relationship with emotions. Since the second chakra also rules childhood, take a moment also to go back into your childhood and remember your history of emotions. How were you taught to deal with emotions in your family? How did you choose to follow those teachings or be different than those teachings? As you begin to share, just allow your words to come out evenly and without resistance. Trust your emotions. Trust yourself to speak exactly what you are speaking in this moment. As you look at your history of emotions in this life, you may find that an alternate reality, past life, another expression of your multidimensional self may come forward. If this is the case, then allow this life to share its woundings, its emotional woundings with you. Now also, look at the emotional woundings that you have experienced in this life. In which way were you hurt, frightened, ashamed? Allow these messages to find their way with your love and guidance from the deep archives of your subconscious mind to your voice, where they can be set free as you speak them, either to yourself or to others. It is through sharing that we can remember that we are all one. I would like to take a moment now to talk a bit about the elementals. There is also a link below this meditation that will give you greater details regarding them. Basically, the elementals are the fourth dimensional expression of the elements of earth, air, fire, and water. We have earth, body, air, oxygen, fire, spirit, water, blood, other liquids within our body, just as Gaia has it within her body. Through raising our own consciousness into the fourth dimension, we can communicate directly with the elementals of our own body. It is through communicating with the elementals of our own body that we can communicate with the elementals of Gaia. The elementals are of the fourth dimension. Therefore, they are not bound by the third dimensional rules of separation. In fact, the elementals assist us in our multidimensional expression through connecting with our physical elements, then connecting with the elementals on Gaia, connecting with the elementals in the fourth dimension, with the devas in the higher fourth dimension, and with the Elohim in the fifth dimension and beyond. The elementals are alive. They are real beings. We are going to take a moment now to allow our wonderful imagination to assist us in observing, perceiving, and interacting with these beings. Before we do this, I would like each of you, or just you, to take a moment and go deep into yourself and allow your imagination, your fifth dimensional thought, the means via which your soul communicates with you, to perceive, to experience, to allow to come into your consciousness whatever area, whatever location of Gaia's body which you are serving to work with healing today. Now, take a moment and allow yourself to see this reality around you. See your feet, and see your feet attached to the ground. And as you move from your feet, you see if you are standing on grass, rocks, dirt, air, it could be anything. As you perceive this reality, I'd like you to begin to make friends with the elementals of this area, who will in turn assist you to make friends with the elementals within your body. First, we will look at the earth elementals. These earth elementals are known as gnomes. Allow your imagination to perceive these beings as they work with the earth in some fashion. Share your perceptions with others, or speak them out loud within yourself. Allow your earth elemental inside your body to then communicate with the elemental in your special place. So feel the earth elemental of your body, which rules bones, skin, organs, and feel that elemental within yourself communing and communicating with the earth elemental within your special place. Now, take a moment to perceive the elemental of air. The elemental of air is called a self. So look into the air in the atmosphere of your special place and see the selves as they move through the air and how they graciously give their service to cleaning and healing the atmosphere. Now allow this self to introduce you to your inner self and all the air, all the spaces that are within your body, and feel how these two selves, these two elementals, work as one to heal your own body as well as the body of Gaia. Now look at the elemental of water. This is called an undine. And see the elemental of water, the undines, in your special place as they do their work in nature. Allow this undine to introduce you to your own inner undine and all the liquid within your body, so that the two may heal the water of the earth, the blood, the liquid within your body simultaneously. The fourth elemental is the elemental of fire, light. So see the salamander, the elemental of fire, in your special place. And as you see that salamander healing and assisting the clearing of darkness within your special place, allow that salamander to introduce you to your fire elemental within your body, your spirit, your immune system, your aura, that which gives your earth vessel life. Stand up now and reach into the light of the sun. Reach into the atmosphere and pull that light again in to your crown and feel yourself filling with the multidimensional light that the salamanders are transducing down from the fifth and the fourth and into the third, and how they are sharing that light with your physical form. Now, take a moment and pull in the energy of the earth elementals, the nose, and feel it in your body. Now, pull in the elementals of the undines, the water elementals, and join them with your earth vessel. Finally, pull in the air elementals, the sylphs, and join them with your body. And pull all of this into your third eye, so that you more easily see them, not only within yourself, within your daily life, as you walk through your ever frequency rising reality. As you share your journey into your return home to the fifth dimension with all of the elementals, devas, and Elohim, pull that energy down into your throat so that you may speak with them directly. Speak with those that are within and around the planet, as well as within and around your body. Pull that energy down now into your heart so that you may love these elementals at the same time that they are so happily sharing their love with you. Pull that energy down into your third chakra now and feel that great power within as you join forces with the multidimensional elementals and your multidimensional self. Pulling all that energy down into your second chakra to heal the woundings within your second chakra. Heal the woundings of your past relationships with emotion. heal the woundings that first damaged your emotional body in your alternate and or past life. Now heal this wounding of yourself. Heal it further by bringing it into your root as you pull it down your legs, past your knees, touching your legs the whole way, down your calves, down your feet, deep into the body of Gaia, deep into the area which you have chosen to protect and heal within this moment, and deep into the area of Gaia in which you live in your daily life, in which you walk, drive, swim, sit, converse, enjoy. Now take a moment and display your reverence to Gaia. Take a moment and feel the great love for Gaia and the great love that she has for you. Touch her with your heart, with your mind, with your hands. Kneel to her, lay down to her, stand tall for her. However you feel in this moment is your best expression. And as you do so, take a moment to express your emotions without words. You can release your emotions without words. Emotions do not need words. Take your emotions and surrender them to your inner elementals so that they may commune their emotional message to the elementals of Earth. If this emotion is fear, then you can feel great empathy for the fear that Gaia has felt. If your emotion is anger, then you can feel the anger that she has experienced at what has been done to her body. If your emotion is sorrow, then you can feel the sorrow that she has felt that her humans have harmed her when she has given them such a beautiful planet on which to live and love. And most important and finally, the healing force of unconditional love. Feel the unconditional love, expressing it without words, with tone, with emanation, with movement, with drawing, with singing, to unconditionally love Gaia and all those who have ever wounded her. Blessings be, blessings be. We love you, dear Gaia. We are one.